Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We decided to do things a little bit differently, like give it all away at freetalklive.com. So tonight I wanted to start out with an introduction to our newest member of the Free Talk Live crew.
Mm-hmm. We added a new person over the weekend, actually.
The deal was struck over the weekend, things were made official today and yesterday.
Okay, good.
And his name is Hakeem, and he is the new affiliate relations guy for Free Talk Live. Hakeem, in California, you're on the air. Hello, sir.
Hello. How is everybody?
Well, I'm doing fine. How about you, Mark?
Great.
I'm fine.
I guess Mark's doing better now. He was a little bit out of it this morning. He had promised on the air yesterday that he was going to go up to Concord to join a number of activists up there in at the State House. And so, of course, he promises on the air, and then he wakes up in the morning and decides he's feeling out under the weather.
Now, what do you
So that's what right. you get for that's what you get for making a promise on the air, Mark. That's how it always works.
Oh, it's not like you've never been sick.
So, anyway, Hakeem, welcome aboard. You're the newest member of the Free Talk Live crew, and the reason I brought you on board was because you actually are you actually found me a couple of years ago. What were you doing at the time?
I was doing affiliate relations for another firm. It was an independent firm, and they represented about a dozen shows, and they were trying to grow, and we seemed to have a really clear vision in the beginning, and this was a show that fell right into that vision, and that vision being that only we only pick up shows that we are passionate about and that we can believe in and get behind.
You called me. I think you called me out of the blue one day. You were really excited about Free Talk Live. I think you realized that there's something different about this show as compared to traditional talk radio fare. And so we sort of struck it off and generated some rapport. And it turned out that the company you were working for at the time wasn't quite right for Free Talk Live. And so we sort of let it sit. Then in between the next couple of years, you sort of moved on and you broke away from that company. And now you're doing your own thing. Which I think is excellent. What better way to work than to not have a boss to report to set your own hours and that sort of thing?
It is pretty nice.
And, oh, you got a boss now, Buster.
No, I'm not his boss. He's an independent contractor.
I didn't say you were his boss.
I always have a boss. I mean, if I don't, if I'm not productive, I don't eat. So I always have a boss.
So, Hakeem, we brought you on board simply because I just don't have time for this affiliate relations stuff anymore. Now, well, I mean, you're the guy who's been doing this even longer than I have. How would you define for our listeners, since we're talking sort of inside radio stuff here, what is affiliate relations?
It is not a job for the easily discouraged. It's a lot of pestering of program directors, constant telephone calls, voicemails, and emails, and following up. But the reward and the payoff in the end is always when they're ready to make that change and you're there on the other end of the phone and they remember you and they go, hey, we've been talking. I'm ready to make a change now. Let's go ahead and add the show.
I don't know if pestering is the right word. I would think that if you're pestering these guys, they're not going to want to talk to you.
Something close to pestering.
No, they love me, and I joke with a lot of these guys, hey, I hate to keep bugging you. But, the truth of the matter is, and they tell me this all the time, without me, they'd probably be out of a job, too, because, without guys like me making sure that they're aware of the actual good programming that's out there, all they'd be left with are the big powerhouses that are pushing the same agenda.
Yep, and that's what you want to do is when you're in affiliate relations, you want to separate yourself from the pests, because there
absolutely.
Are people out there that don't know what they're doing. There are people out there that will pester these guys, and that makes you look all the better when you respect their time.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing. We're bringing you on board because I used to make a bunch of calls every day to radio stations, and I just can't make as many as I used to 2 years ago. So I didn't want that to suffer, so I wanted to bring you in as somebody who's a professional, somebody with experience at this, and turn you on to all these radio stations so you can get out there and get some more affiliates for Free Talk Live, which is what your primary mode of operation is going to be.
Absolutely.
But also, I wanted to bring you on the show to introduce you to everybody not just as part of the Free Talk Live crew, but also because you're kind of going to be the liaison between our listeners and their local radio stations as well. Because if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you know that we've got a site set up on our website, a sub forum in our forum called local.freetalklive.com. And if you don't have Free Talk Live on the air in your area, what you should do is go to local.freetalklive.com, and then you'll find 50 different subforums, one for every single state in America. And what you can do is you can go in there and post, presuming your area isn't already listed under one of those subforums, there's a chance it is. If it's not, you post a message with the title, you put in where you live, and then Hakeem's going to go in there, and this is what I used to do, now he's taking over this responsibility, he's going to go in there and post some contact information for your local program directors, so that way you don't have to do any of the footwork. You don't have to call the station and ask who the program director is. We're going to give you all that information. That way you can pick up the phone, make a call to your local program director, and say, hey, I'd like to have Free Talk Live on the air. I'm a potential listener, or I am a listener, and I'd like to listen more. Please add Free Talk Live. And so that's one of your responsibilities, Hakeem, is to sort of interact with our listeners that want to help you get more radio stations on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to touch on that because I wanted to really take a minute to let everybody know that that's a really important tool because, you know, the audience is just as important as the advertiser in radio. And I know that, you know, people have been accustomed to not being treated like that. But the fact is that all of those calls and all of those emails and any other way that you can, you know, notify these stations that, hey, I listened to this show, I like this show, and if it was on this station, I would definitely listen to the show on the station. And this is something that is crucial. It's important, and not enough people do grassroots things like this, and it's really important. And I just want everybody to know that sometimes it seems like these deals can take a long time to get a show on the station, but keep at it and keep at them and keep reminding them.
Absolutely.
Because it does help.
And I pointed this out before. I mean, when a program director hears from a listener, it's usually a complaint. Mark, you used to be a GM of a radio station. You know what it's like. Somebody says something on the air, you get 10 phone calls about, I heard him say this morning. And that's all you get when somebody calls.
And they could be very, very upset.
Yeah.
They experience something in their own mind. And it's a very personal medium. Radio is. They experience something in their own mind, and I wasn't even listening. What are you talking about?
Yep. So when a program director hears from a listener or a potential listener saying something positive about something they'd like to hear the station do, that's got a little bit more resonance. It holds a little bit more importance with the program director. And if he hears from you again 3 more months later, you're gonna be on the path towards building a relationship with the guy eventually over time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Hakeem, you're going to be available to our listeners if they need any tips or tricks. I've already got like a frequently asked questions file just to sort of help people along, but they can contact you at Hakeem@freetalklive.com should they
Absolutely.
Need any assistance or suggestions. And again, you're going to be sort of moderating the local forum.
So Hakeem, now I got a question. With a name like Hakeem, do you ever get stopped at the airport?
I used to, sooner after 9/11, I used to a lot, and then, you know, a couple of trips, and, you know, I guess they moved my name from one list to another, and I stopped really getting messed with.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is a little, I figure, they must have dug deep enough into my past to realize that I'm not connected to anything but, you know, the beach in Santa Cruz.
Right? Right. Yeah, you're certainly not a very scary. You're not a scary man, Hakeem. It's good to have you on board with Free Talk Live, and look forward to growing the affiliate count with you back doing all that hard work on the phones.
And it is hard work.
And I'm really excited about this opportunity, and I'm really excited to work with all of the listeners and the supporters of Free Talk Live, because I think that, like I said from day one of talking to you, Ian, was that this platform is something that this country is overdue for, and the more it gets out there, the more people get on board, and that's how things get done in this country. So
absolutely, we're doing it, and up and onward, Hakeem. We'll talk again, I'm sure, tomorrow, you and I off the air, and thanks for coming on tonight. Really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me on, and thanks to everybody for listening. Free Talk Live.
Yep, have a good afternoon out there in Cali. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, Hakeem. Good to have him on board.
I enjoyed our meeting with him.
And so he's going to be very helpful, I think, in the coming weeks and months in getting more radio stations on board with this program. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Coming up, there was a court decision out of Washington, D.C. recently about guns, and it's pretty important. We'll talk about it on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cotton candy at the fair, collector stamps, and bubble gum. Sticky things that are good. But a stuck accelerator is no joyride. When I come back, I'll tell you how to slow things down.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Life in the fast lane. Yep, when your accelerator sticks, you really feel out of control. To get back in the driver's seat, turn off your engine, shift to neutral, and pull off the road. Be aware, power brakes and steering become manual, so stopping and turning require more muscle. Can you drive your car? Depends on the cause. If it's a wedged floor mat, yes. But more likely, it's a broken spring or bind in the throttle linkage, which requires you to slow down and call a tow truck. I'm Bobby Likens.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including live streams. We got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Well, I was going to ask you, Mark, how things went in Concord today, but you couldn't make it.
No.
So
no,
maybe
sorry.
Somebody will check in with us and let us know, because apparently there were
somebody who could be counted on.
So apparently there were a variety of liberty affecting issues that I guess a lot of people were very concerned with that were coming up for discussion in different committees and that sort of thing in the State House in Concord, New Hampshire today. And the reason we talk about Concord, New Hampshire is
as opposed to any other state.
Right, because we live here and there's the Free State Project, which is going on, and people are getting active. In fact, there was a carload of people that went from this area, Keene, all the way over there to Concord today. So really, there must have been a lot of people turning up if seven or eight people went from Keene alone. Just to go to Concord, so
you know, and
I know
we consider the Free State Project basically to be the answer to all the anti-liberty stuff that's going on.
I've been looking for answers for a long time,
right.
And I've not found anything else besides the Free State Project that even comes close to being an answer.
You know, Downside DC is a good organization. I hope that they have some luck, but it seems to me that writing your Congress critter. Of mitigable value. A lot of times they just ignore what you say and do what they want anyway. They've got lobbyists that are paying them. A letter from you just doesn't matter. The Free State Project, it's something that the average person can do for liberty. It's the Second American Revolution, and you can be a foot soldier if you want.
Absolutely. So if anybody was out there today and wants to give us an executive summary of today's events, would like to hear that, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's talk about what happened in Washington, D.C. recently, Mark. There was a law that was struck down, and many, many bureaucrats are angry about it.
Yeah, they don't like that much. From the AP, I'm sorry, I thought that I had this story up, and it appears
that's
to
okay.
have disappeared.
I'll fill time with the story about how the bureaucrats didn't like what happened this week here in Keene. We talked about it last night, that there were some the voters turned out and voted down a number of spending appropriations for the school board. Well, Julia was looking online, I think, at NHFree.com, and someone had posted an article about how the teachers were crying on Wednesday morning.
Oh, yeah, they don't like the idea that they didn't get their huge pay bonuses.
They're talking about so-called taking action now.
What are they going to do?
I'm thinking they might strike.
Good.
Now, what would that do? What would the public's how would the public respond to the teachers essentially striking? And basically, I mean, when the teachers union goes on strike, they're essentially getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting paid for not doing anything at all at that point. So how is the public going to respond to that? Is the public going to all of a sudden feel sorry for these people and say, oh, we're so sorry, please take our money? Or will the public finally realize that these people are essentially have been scamming them and haven't been actually earning a living, that they've been essentially along for a ride where the government takes money from people by force and then feeds it to them via their paychecks? I don't think the latter will happen. I feel like the people's emotions will be played with, their heartstrings will be tugged on, and they'll feel guilty for not voting a pay raise to these people,
yeah,
these bureaucrats.
I don't understand why. I'm not saying that teachers aren't valuable. They certainly are valuable. And, you know, they educate our young minds and all that good stuff. But it seems to... I've seen what teachers make, and man, they make a bunch of money. And then you compare it to the fact that they only work 9 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm baffled by it.
But now, if you didn't find that story, I did find it.
I've got it. Yeah, I've got the Congressman Ron Paul's version.
Okay. What happened?
Last Friday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. issued a ruling that hopefully will result in the restoration of Second Amendment rights in the nation's capital. It appears the court rejected the District of Columbia's nonsensical argument that the Second Amendment confers only a collective right, something gun control advocates have asserted for years. Of course, we should not have too much faith in our federal courts to protect gun rights, considering they routinely rubber stamp egregious violations of the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments, that allow Congress to legislate wildly outside the bounds of its enumerated powers. Furthermore, the D.C. case will be appealed to the Supreme Court with no guarantees. I don't think that it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Can you imagine the Supreme Court hearing this case?
I don't know. They've heard some pretty outrageous cases recently.
I don't know. I don't
and
think they
ruled in outrageous fashion.
I don't think they want to come down on either, you know, such an obvious Second Amendment issue. I wouldn't think so. It's very important, nonetheless, for the federal court only is one step below the highest court in the land to recognize the gun rights adherent to the American people, not to the government-sanctioned groups. That's, you know, the sort of the confusion between a well-regulated militia, as though a militia has to be a government organization, and there's certainly when they wrote the Constitution, it wasn't. By definition, our individuals' group rights is an oxymoron. Can anyone seriously contend...
Only individuals have rights.
Right. Can anyone seriously contend that the founders who had just expelled their British rulers, mostly by the use of light arms, did not want the individual farmer, blacksmith, or merchant to be armed? These individuals would have been killed or imprisoned by the king's soldiers if they had relied on federal armed force to protect them. That the federal armed force was attacking them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was their government at the time.
Right. In the 1700s, militia were local groups made up of ordinary citizens. They were not under federal control. As a practical matter, many of them were barely under the control of colonial or state authorities. And that's really true. They were. Some of them left Washington's army. They said, you know, I don't like this. I'm out of here. And they could do that. Well, the Second Amendment speaks of a well-regulated militia. It means local groups of individuals operating to protect their own families, homes, and communities. They regulated themselves because it was necessary. And
right. They're operating on a voluntary basis, organizing on a voluntary basis, in that if you join a militia and you decide you don't like the guy that formed the militia, then you can go form your own militia and recruit people to your militia.
Right, you absolutely could. The founders themselves...
8-year slavery agreement.
The founders themselves wrote in the Federalist Papers about the need for individuals to be armed. In fact, James Madison argued in the Federalist Paper number 46 that common citizens should be armed to guard against the threat posed by newly proposed standing federal army. So he said, against our army, the individual should be armed.
Absolutely. James Madison was a strong proponent of not even having an army around.
This is a president. A former president. I mean, obviously one of the founding fathers.
Yep.
Today, gun control makes people demonstrably less safe, as any honest examination of criminal statistics revealed in his book, More Guns, Less Crime, scholar John Lott demolishes the myth that gun control reduces crime. On the contrary, Lott shows that cities with strict gun control, like Washington, D.C., experience higher rates of murder and violent crime.
Imagine that.
It is no coincidence that violent crime flourishes in the nation's capital, where the individual's right to defend himself has been most severely curtailed. I think it looks like San Francisco is probably beating them at this point, but... Anyway, understand that residents of D.C. can be convicted of a felony and put in prison simply for having a gun in their home.
Wow.
Even if they live in a very dangerous neighborhood. The D.C. gun ban is no joke, and the legal challenges to the ban are not simply academic exercises. People's lives and safety are at stake.
He's absolutely right. In fact, I want to share with you, I don't know, does he have a little bit more on this?
No.
Okay, I want to share when we come back the quote. Just an amazing quote. We'll show you the hubris of these government officials.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Adrian Fenty, what he had to say about this gun law being overturned, what he plans to do about it. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicines, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your show, you bring up what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map is there, map.freetalklive.com. We've got at least 1,000, if not over 1,700. I actually haven't looked in a little while, so I don't know the exact number. But there's a lot of people that have gone to map.freetalklive.com and have added themselves to the Free Talk Live listener map. It's free, like all the other features on our site. At map.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com. 800-657-5066. We'll get back into guns here in a moment. Also, some other interesting, since we're talking about court cases, got an interesting follow-up about a story involving a man beating the crap out of a cop down in Sarasota, Florida, where we used to live. We'll bring that up here, the latest on that story. But first, to the phones, to your calls, let's go to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you asked for people to call in to see what happened up at the State House today.
Yeah,
and,
anything worth noting?
Even though I'm new to this, so hopefully I don't mess it up or anything, because I'm not too knowledgeable about the way this stuff works. But let's see here. I was at the – there was four main bills that we were there for. One of them, the first one was it would force police to determine if someone who requests a gun license is a terrorist or criminal, and we were opposed to that.
Okay.
That would have essentially kind of made the concealed carry permit harder to get.
Right.
If I understand it correctly. And I would say there's probably about 250 people there for this bill.
Whoa. Yeah, I was going to say, how many of that 250 were Free State related?
I'm not certain. I would say that there are about 200 people for the real ID later on in the day. Most of the people there that I saw were a lot of gun enthusiasts, mm-hmm. I could tell. So obviously there must have been people there against it. But that was shot down right there at that. There was no room, so I didn't get into that because it was there were so many people that couldn't fit us all in the room.
Wow.
So hold on.
Would you say the 250 people were in were against that particular bill, therefore were on your side? Or was that just the total number of people that showed up?
Yeah, as far as I could tell, most people were there against it because they had to be because they were all, a lot of people were wearing the stickers that were they had little stickers that said that we were Liberty voters. Some people were there for guns rights organizations. So they weren't all Free Staters, but they were obviously opposed to this bill.
Wow. So they shot that one down, and that's what you wanted to happen. Yeah. What was next?
Correct. The next one was a freedom of choice to work, joining a labor union, which is called Right to Work. We were supporting that, but I honestly do not think that was going to go through. There were a lot of union people there, and they were, you know, vehemently against this. So that one, I honestly do not think is going to happen. So I'll just move right on. The next one was a fully informed jury, which was the court shall instruct the jury of its rights to judge the law as well as the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I did not make it into that because I was in the union one, so I just signed the blue sheet. I don't know how that went, so can't really say anything about that.
Yeah, that one I'm really curious about.
Yeah.
Because I think if that went through, New Hampshire would be the only state in America that actually informed its juries accurately as to what their rights are as a juror. And that would be just awesome if that happened. What else?
Yeah, it was unfortunate they had a really small room, so I couldn't get in there. They could only fit like 10 people, so by the time I got there, I couldn't get in. And then the last one of the day, where almost everyone went to, there must have been 200 to 250 people there for the real ID, supporting a bill that would prohibit New Hampshire from participating in a national identification card system.
Ah.
And there must have been, I'd say, 20, 25 people all testifying for the bill against the real ID.
What, so, did anybody testify for real ID and against the bill?
No. Nobody was for real ID. I don't think there was anybody there that was for real ID. So.
That's fantastic. What did they end up ruling on that? Do you remember?
No, they didn't rule on real ID today.
They tabled it.
They said, you know, a bunch of whatever jargon they used.
Yeah.
Executive meeting or something like that.
We need to form a subcommittee to investigate this.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, the people on this committee, if they think anybody in New Hampshire wants a real ID, they're out of their mind.
Yeah.
Because they had to move. There are so many people that they had to move it to a second room, and even then, there was not enough room. So.
That's what they had to do with the marijuana bill that Mark and I went to a couple months ago. Now, Puke, you as a relatively new mover to the state, here living in the Keene area, this was sort of your first political action as far as activism is concerned. How did you feel about it, just in general, about the turnout, the people that you were around, just about politics in New Hampshire in general? Is there a chance that we can actually make it somewhere through the political system?
Honestly, I think we could. It was amazing how accessible it is. I was just wandering around the state house and the legislative offices of the House, going to different meetings. And I sat in on a couple meetings for some small stuff about some bizarre laws, the judges and stuff that I really didn't understand. But it was interesting to watch. And I honestly think that, you know, if enough people, like Free Staters, show up there, you know, month after month, and whenever these big issues come up, a whole bunch of people show up. I don't see how it couldn't.
The big government people are going to really get tired of that stuff.
You know, and you were talking about accessibility, and I thought that was amazing. You know, the legislators go in the same door you do. It's a room with one door, and everybody walks in.
Yeah.
And these legislators, there's 400 of them in New Hampshire. Little bitty New Hampshire has 400 representatives. And You know, you're right there with them. They don't have Secret Service bodyguards or anything like that. If you want to stop and talk to them in the hall, you can. It's just that accessible.
Exactly right. When you call them at what's supposed to be their office, it's actually their home. And sometimes, little Johnny will pick up the phone and you have to ask him for Dad to come on the line.
If it's Dad.
Right, or Mom. Puke, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update and appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Still want to know what happened with the Fully Informed Jury Association one, the Fully Informed Jury Bill. Let's continue with the phone calls, though, because Samsonite is on the line. Apparently a briefcase is actually calling the show. Samsonite, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Alaska. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to talk about my first experience with the law that happened today.
Okay.
Really? Today, you
couple,
said?
Yeah, today. A couple of detectives came over about an hour and a half ago to talk to me about something I did a couple months ago. I regret it. I can't give the details because if anybody found out that I did that too, they would kill me. I'd be in a grave. So I'm not going to talk about the details, but I did talk about something that happened. I don't know if they were trying to scare me or something, but, and this was what
yes,
I did.
They were.
I made like an internet threat. You know how that is. So,
I'm going to blow up the school. Or I'm going to kill your brother or something?
I'd probably be in jail right now if I'd said something like that. It wasn't that serious.
Huh.
But they said that, and I did that when I was a minor, now I'm 18, and they said that if I had done that 6 months from now, there's like federal laws being passed right now. And if I had done what I did in about 6 months from now, then the FBI, it wouldn't have been state detectives, it would have been the FBI, they would have came to my house. They wouldn't even talk to me, is what they said. They would just drag me out and give me a trial, and they said that I would have a minimum of 5 years in prison.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty scary. I'd like to ask what you did, but you won't tell me, so hey. What do you
Well, I guess I can say it was like a MySpace threat. Like, I threatened to beat people up, but there wasn't like any death threats or anything like that, or blowing up the school, so it wasn't like that serious.
5 years for that, huh?
Five years for just threatening to beat people up.
I mean, it's certainly bad behavior, no doubt, but I don't know if it's...
I'm never going to do it again.
Well, that's good. Very mature of you, and I'm sure that you'll become more mature over time. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Everybody makes mistakes. Kids do stupid things.
Yeah, people say things, and I mean, there's a difference between saying something and doing it.
Right. But 5 years in jail for that seems a little extreme.
The authorities just don't like the internet.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. Hopefully Jeff in Rhode Island up next in your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatsnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatsnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to nofatsnow.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What?
What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at Amazon. And you know what I've been saying for the past few weeks, that Amazon had 35 categories of products? I've been wrong. They've got 40 categories now.
I knew it had to go up.
Yeah, constantly increasing the different things that you can buy at Amazon. Of course, DVDs, books, office supplies, sporting goods, accessories. It's all for sale. Furniture, even all big ticket dollar items, little dollar items. It's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. In fact, there's something new that's pretty hot, I think, over at Amazon, and that's the Amazon Unbox program, where you essentially get to rent videos through Amazon, and they're delivered digitally via the Internet.
Hmm.
So you don't actually have to go to the store, nor do you have to wait for like Netflix to ship it to you or anything like that. It comes to your computer from Amazon. And we get a nice percentage on those unboxes. So go over and rent some videos at Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Jeff in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, I just came across your show a few minutes ago, actually.
Oh, excellent.
I listen to Alex shows all the time, and I was searching around on the GCN streams. It's a pretty good show.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the raid in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
What happened?
You guys heard about that at all?
No, I have not.
I don't know. No, not for certain what you're talking about.
Well, eventually, to make a long story short, there was a year investigation with ICE and immigration, and they raided a...
It's about a week old, right?
Yeah, we did talk about that, I think, last week. Yeah, they raided a manufacturer.
Yeah, well, right. The thing is, Rhode Island is so close to Massachusetts, obviously. All the illegals are basically running here, and we already have a problem with that. So,
what's the problem, exactly?
Well, we're just overrun with illegals.
And the problem is what?
There's no jobs here. We're one of the highest tax brackets. No jobs. We're last.
No jobs,
in
huh?
Schools. Our education program just sucks.
So it's all the illegals' fault, huh? That's what you're saying?
Yes, it is.
Why? What did the illegals do?
Because they show up to school on the first day,
uh-huh.
And they're not even on. They don't pay taxes. we pay absurd amounts of money.
A lot of illegals do pay taxes, and they don't actually get any tax returns. I mean, I can't tell you specifically in everyone's circumstance, but a lot of them have fake Social Security numbers, and when you have a fake Social Security number, you pay taxes, and then you can't file a return because your Social Security number is no good, so all the money you paid in, you don't even get any return like you do at the end of the year. A lot of illegals pay more taxes than you do.
Right, and it seems to me like your issue, Jeff, should be with taxes and not with immigrants.
And hold on,
that's the problem.
And just a second, Jeff. And also, if you live in the community, you pay property taxes, which is what schools are paid for by. Because even if you don't own property, you pay the rent, and the landlord has to make money, so he includes his costs, all of his costs, and those among those costs are the property taxes. So renters, essentially, they pay for schools too.
Yep.
Now they do. Often live, they have more people in a given unit than others, and so therefore it's spread. It's not spread out quite as much. But you know, that's their choice to live with 10 people in an apartment if they want.
Well, the thing is, the biggest problem, the biggest issue is, we have one of the highest payouts in the country of our benefits. That's
payouts,
what
benefits.
Here.
Whose benefits?
Social Security programs.
Right. So once again. You're pointing out that actually the problem is wealth redistribution and not immigration. So why don't you focus on what the real problem is and focus on cutting government way, way down to size, and then immigrants won't be a problem anymore, will they?
Oh, well, that's the point I was getting at. The problem is that people are speaking out because they're sick of carrying all the way, not just the illegals, but just everybody here.
Sure.
And the thing they just bring out is we're just trying to protect the children, and they always bring the children into it. And
sure, they always appeal to emotion when you suggest possibly letting people keep the money that they earn and spend it in the way they want to spend it. And I think there's a serious problem with the people that are calling for more immigration controls and that sort of thing. They see the problem, and that is they feel like they're getting ripped off. They feel like they're not getting a return on investment for their taxes, which of course they would never get anyway. Even if there weren't illegal immigrants here, they'd still get a lousy deal from the government. And so people get all upset and they want to restrict illegal immigration, which of course is not going to do anything but build walls on the southern and northern borders and turn this into a total prison police state. We've already got checkpoints internally in this country because of so-called illegals. All of these new programs that they're calling for are just going to increase the size and the scope of government, and that's not going to solve the problem at all. So the people that are against illegal immigrants really need to take a quick moment and check their parameters, check their presumptions, and really reanalyze the situation. The problem is big government. That's what the problem has always been, and to allow yourself to be dissuaded from that point is unfortunate. So I wish those people would take a moment and realize.
They certainly don't help the situation. And in the past few years, the estimated population of the illegals in Rhode Island specifically has like tripled. And we're actually facing a $350 million deficit, and we're trying to cut programs here. And we're just people, the interest groups just aren't going to allow us to do it.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and illegals do put a stress on a socialist system, and that's what's going on there. I mean, there's more people.
Well, I totally agree with you. We definitely aren't a socialist system.
What would happen? The question you have to ask in these circumstances, and remember, we're all children of immigrants in this country. And, you know, just because
I agree, but they weren't all illegal.
Understood, because the laws were completely different. I mean, you showed up at Ellis Island, you got a shot, and they ruined your last name, and then they sent you on after 3 days. That was it. You know, I mean, the laws have changed, and if you make bad laws, then people are going to violate them.
Yeah, they're
going
to ignore them. I mean, it's just even imagining, as somebody who lives here, trying to imagine what the bureaucratic rigmarole and the process is, like the hoops that you have to jump through in order to actually come here so-called legally, is mind-bending, not to even mention all the fees that you have to pay. I mean, so this isn't a free country anymore. We're not letting people cross borders freely, and that's something else that we need to look at is, you know, do we want to be a free country, or do we want to be a land of captivity? Because those are our choices. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, I'm actually in talks with possibly getting one of these anti-immigration groups on the air with us, possibly for a little Duke Fest.
Wow.
Which should be interesting.
I can hardly imagine how that's going to go. You know, here's when you think about...
It'll be a slaughter.
When you think about the concerns that he was raising, the local economies being stressed, that kind of thing, what would happen if... people in Rhode Island just started humping like bunnies and brought all kinds of kids that were legal into the mix. The system would have the same problem, but instead, we can focus on the fact that these people are illegals. You know, white people in America, they're not having kids. And somehow we're above everybody else because of that? No, we need fresh blood in the economy to keep it from stagnating.
The system totally is the problem, and that's what we need to continue to reiterate to these people. Because they're just, you know, I think a lot of the people that are so-called anti-immigrant, he did, and a number of them don't. But there seem to be two different types of people in there. They're the ones that are bigots, and they absolutely don't like foreign people. Mm-hmm. They don't like brown people. There are them, and you really can't get through to them. But then there are the other ones who have just been misled. They just heard the propaganda. They believe that illegal immigrants are causing problems when, in fact, the problem is the government and the government wealth redistribution programs. And if we can refocus them on the real issue, then maybe they will come to maybe have some appreciation for the people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves. Because those people working in that factory that he originally called about, that raid, those people working hard in that factory weren't collecting Social Security checks. They weren't collecting welfare payments. They're busting their butts in order to put food on the table for their families in their little apartments or hovels or wherever it is they're living.
I don't know what government, what welfare programs illegal aliens are eligible for and which ones they aren't. I don't know. But I can tell you that any of them that they're eligible for, and any that any American at all is eligible for, is communist wealth redistribution, and it doesn't work.
You'd think Americans would realize that, but they've been raised in the system to where they just don't even, they take it for granted. They take it for granted that mommy government is supposed to give them an education. They never think about
the system.
The
funny part is, though, they worry about the poor people starving. But what about the illegal aliens, poor people starving?
Yeah, they're poor, too.
They're poor and illegal,
Mark.
Right. So
they're
strange.
They're illegal because some jackball in Washington, D.C., or some group of jackballs wrote up some words on paper saying that if you cross this border without asking us for permission, getting down on your knees, kissing our boots, and handing us thousands of dollars, then we're going to label you illegal, and you'll be hounded till the day you die. That doesn't sound very freedom-oriented to me. How did we allow it to get this far? Sad. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, an update from Sarasota about a man who beat the hell out of a cop. And apparently he got off. We'll talk about it. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.